Charlie, do are you for free your mind, though? Share. Free your mind.
Hi, guys. Welcome to another episode of Free Your Mind podcast with me, Tatas Caritas. Oh, my goodness. This job is not easy. Do you know it's a Mirefi intro, no? But episode never cross up. Ask Mirefi intro, no? So, if you have been following me, you know I have introduced like a new series with the character Manti as the gang girl that I am. Child, it's about to be lit. You have no idea. Now, I'm sure my followers are waiting for the next story update. But you see, Manti does things at her will. Like, you don't tell her what to do. And so, I'll drop that later. So, follow me on all socials at Tatas Caritas. And follow this amazing network at the Gold Coast Report on all platforms. But on Twitter, it's at Free Your Mind. GCR Free Your Mind, actually. Wow, producer is eyeing me. Anyway, so today's episode is going to be quite short, and I am recording Leave Me Alone. Oh, I'm recording alone. Now, you guys brought stories from all my episodes, like from the few episodes that we've dropped. You have brought us feedback, and we are going to read them and respond to them now.
Struggled on my own just to be seen. Battle loneliness while somewhere oh so mean. Been on my grind ever since I turned 15. You think I just came now, you know my name. Moving so legendary. Mishra Obia only God, cause Jah got me. Now you wanna tell me you love me. How do I know if it's genuine? Not good enough, let's find out. There's pretty much more I can teach ya. I've seen enough on my count. It's pretty much why I'm not eager. I treat you how I feed ya. Singles before the features. I'm never underneath ya. This game is like my leisure. Hey now, I know you love what you heard. But slow down, the silly caption is absurd. You should know now, this playing field is a curse. And I'm blown now, but not enough to see me hurt. That's why I got people showing fake love. I got people showing fake love.
Now, our first response is from episode 1, Doomso. Now, our question was, what is your Doomso survival hack? This story is from Joachim _ Vibes. Oh my goodness. Joachim _ Vibes. I'm so sorry if you listen to this and I mention your name the wrong way. I'm such a gun. Oh, Jesus. Anyway, so this is just Doomso survival hack. The way things are these days, you first study the system. I work away from home. So if I leave home and the light is turned off, then I know by all means it will be on in the evening. But if it's on in the morning, then I have to charge my phone and laptop at work because they will turn it off in the evening. I remember one time, Pa, the previous day, they didn't turn it off the whole day. So I let my guard down. In the morning, I had light. But the minute I got into my compound, the light went off before my eyes. I saw the promised land, but I couldn't. Bro, let me tell you, I have a similar story. Now, I had driven beautifully on the Spintex Road all the way. The moment I got to the gate and I did ping, ping, and the security man opened the gate. The moment I entered the compound and I parked, the lights did psh, right before my eyes. This was me. I had planned my night with food, DSTV. Like, I was in the mood, ready to get home and just tuck in. Because when I get home, I just put my phone on D&D. Child, I was in the heat, bro. And the heat these days, something is wrong up there. Because it drips. It's not the heat that you can, you know, when you fan yourself, it will dry up right now. It's dripping. Drip, drip. Now, yeah, your name said drip. No, your hospital, there, no. NAABI, shada, no. Say, see, I wear the nakasa, so yeah, drip. It's dripping. So I feel Joachim. Hey, God. What did I say at first? Joachim? Sorry. Joachim, I feel you. And I hope that we get out of this situation very soon. At Donnie _ Season. I have tried to study the doomsday trend, even though they have decided not to give us a timetable. I've been a victim of not ironing my clothing due to the doomsday ambushes. But to curb this, I make sure I wash all my clothes when the light comes, washing machine. And when they are dried, I iron everything for the whole week. Doing this, ECG doesn't have a hold on me. Me, I don't like washing. I don't like ironing. So at this point, if they give the laundry light off, that's where I'll suffer, because I'll carry my things to the laundry for ironing. I don't see myself ironing for the whole week. I don't even have an ironing board. What are we talking about? Some of you understand this life than others. I think that I've suffered enough. Every time I say it on this podcast, look, me, what I've been through in my teenage, I do not want to see a shadow of it in my adulthood, because we had an ironing board, and the moment I stand behind the ironing board, everybody will bring something for me to iron. My auntie will bring something for me to iron. My mother will tell me to learn how to iron her office white. I'm like, I'm not wearing it with you. It was clocked at an early stage that I hated washing and I hated ironing. So clearly, you know, when I'm getting to know someone, my mom is like, have you told this man that you were not washing? You don't wash. Because even when you were young and I didn't have money, I was still paying an Ameria to come and wash for us. It's me because I'm here, mama, be with hard labor. How do you say? So, hey, during this season, what you are there? Ironing for the whole week. It's so if I'm wearing five jeans, you iron. Hey, no, I can't, please. I can't, but you try. You studied the season. Me, I've studied the trend too. But these days, they are confusing me. We had like 2 days straight. This morning, they took it. And I couldn't believe it was happening to me. Like, hold me. You took my light. Why? Anyway. So that's for Doomsday episode. Please keep your Doomsday stories. We would love to read a Doomsday story like at every episode. I don't even mind. So keep sending it to us. Send it to GCR Free Your Mind on Twitter, at the Gold Coast Report on all other platforms. Now for delivery guys and their wahala.
West side to the north side. Ha ha. Same dog and it's your shady from South Squad. Represent true dream. Rat tat tat. Straight out millennial compliant. Now I'm saying, what? We don't stop.
What's your experience with courier service? We have at Efia, who has brought a story. So this delivery guy was supposed to bring me a package. This man said he was on his way. I said okay, only for him to call me again and tell me he can't read the map, so I should meet him. It was before I ordered a ride to meet this man. Since then, I was wondering why he was working as a delivery guy. Isn't it funny that right here when we're recording, someone had to also pick a car and go and meet a delivery guy and call it? Buy smartphones for your delivery guys and teach them how to read the map. Like, do training. Because right now, delivery companies are like a part of our lives. So offer training services to your courier guys and let them learn how to read the map. It's a plus for your business if your guys are smart and can read the map. Everybody will use you, because nobody wants, hello, Pacho, me, Jina, I say, me, far left, hello, Pacho. See, me, when you do that to me, I know I give you a landmark. When you get to that landmark and you call me, I'm fine with it, because it's like a minute and a half from my house. But you've not, when you don't even know the landmark, that's a lot of work. Taylors and their wahala, episode 3, Taylors and their wahala. Please use your normal name. This one, you go to a house by name, Ben Achole Man You. Anyway, I provided a seamstress with fabrics to sew pleats in the curtains. And some people, no, don't let them do that. Don't do that. She took measurements but still made mistakes. Not only was the work delayed, but she also wasted my fabrics. When I asked her to make corrections, she mentioned having other priorities. The nerve. I've decided never to use her services again, even if she were the last seamstress on the planet. Some seamstresses are very rude. Like, you would wonder if they were courtesy for boys and girls. Because some of you are so rude. It's if we can print it on your forehead for you to walk about and cry with it, and we'll print it. Because what's the rudeness for? You've made a mistake in some of these curtains. Again, make sure if you're going to give curtains or something to a seamstress to sew, it is not your roadside seamstress, because they'll mess it up for you when it comes to curtains. You have made a mistake. Correct a mistake. I say you have other priorities. But the curtain is somebody's priority. The curtain is someone's priority. You are rude. On top of that, you want to charge. You will charge high. On top of that, you do rubbish. Pick one, please. If you are rude, don't do rubbish. If you do rubbish, don't be rude. Because when you do rubbish, you have to be meek and mild. Make your voice soft. But at least if you are doing excellent and you do rude, we know that you have killed the job. You can't be all three bad vices at the same time. We are the ones giving you the money. Clearly, we need you, but you also need us. Because without us, there's no ping ping momo. No. There's no bank alert. No. Imagine having a shop and nobody is sewing. A minute silence for the shops that are rude and nobody's walking in it. That's a minute silence for your demise. Because who is going to come there and come and sew when you are rude? Sometimes when you are nice, crying, you've sewn rubbish, eh? You'll be surprised how the client will talk to you. Oh, madam, enyeshe. Oh, madam, efe no koboe, mama mi na kaino. Me like this, I'll do that. I'll insult you in the house, but I'll do that in front of you. But you people don't want to do that. Anyway, there's no camera here. The way I'm doing a facial expression would have been a hit. But again, child, I've done a procedure, guys. Hey, God. See, this is how I'll end the episode. When my face heals, the next episode that you people see, my face will be like hourglass. Shine. Smooth, baby butters kind of face. Smooth like butter. For now, you can't see my face because it's patch. So today, we are not showing you my face. But please, by all means, send us more stories in our DMs, via email. Just go to the Gold Coast Report, and all the links to reach us are there. And then we can share your story. If you want to come on the pod too, do same. Thank you so much for listening. This is Tatas. If you are there and you have senses, you can tell that this girl is tired. I need, when you see me, squeeze money into my hand, because my next episode will be talking about rent in Accra. I've paid rent, so I want to have a conversation. Okay, see you in another episode. Bye.
This has been a Gold Coast Reports production. Catch up on episodes and discover more shows from our network on listen2gcr.com.
Met this guy at a party last night. Fine guy, my body excited. He said, excuse me, miss, I like your big bum bum. But then I vexed, boy, please respect, you're not my state. He said, don't mean no disrespect, but yeah, I like your big bum bum. Yeah, you can touch it, squeeze it, play with it, tell your home.
But you know it's true. You know it's true.